Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is Karen Schuler, global leader of BDO's Privacy and Data Protection team. Karen is here to wrap up our mini-series on the rules and regulations rolling out in the age of AI. In the last episode, we talked about the EU AI Act. In this episode, which is the second one on this topic, we are going to talk about both the Digital Services Act and the Digital Markets Act and the implications that these have on the retail industry. Welcome back, Karen.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be here.
Karen, we've noticed an uptick in regulations coming out in the EU regarding data, AI, and online platforms that will impact retailers. You know, tell us, what is really going on here?
You know, I can never say specifically what's going on here, but think about it this way. The European Union, it's a major market for retailers, both online and offline. But the EU also has, I mean, they have a complex and evolving regulatory framework. And part of their goal, though, is to protect consumers, ensure fair competition, and promote innovation and what they call digital sovereignty. The Digital Markets Act, or DMA, as we call it, or the Digital Services Act, DSA, you know, those are just two of many of these new regulations that have come across, you know, sweeping across Europe.
So you mentioned a few of these in the EU, but maybe if you can expand a little bit on what is the Digital Markets Act, and then also what is the Digital Services Act?
Yeah, so the DMA is really, I mean, the goal is to prevent and remedy unfair practices for large online platforms that act as gatekeepers in the digital world. And, you know, they define these platforms as, you know, those that have significant impact on the internal market, operating in multiple EU countries and have a large and stable user base. And so what the DMA does is it imposes a set of obligations on these platforms, you know, like not favoring their own services or products over those of their competitors, allowing users to access and use data generated by their activities on the platform, also providing business users with, you know, transparent and fair terms and conditions, and informing them of changes in advance, and then enabling interoperability, not restricting users from uninstalling or disabling pre-installed software or apps. And it gives the EU Commission or the European Commission an ability to monitor and enforce compliance. So that's the DMA, and that's a lot all in and of itself. The Digital Services Act, that's where they're really looking to modernize the rules for online marketplaces like social media platforms, cloud services. And, you know, DSA, it's really here to introduce new obligations for these intermediaries. And it wants to remove illegal content or goods from their platforms in a more timely manner than we've seen in the past. You know, we go back to transparency and accountability again and of the content. Giving users clear and accessible information about the origin, identity, and behavior of the sellers, advertisers, and influencers on their platform. So giving them more information about these individuals or entities, and also implementing effective measures to prevent harmful and misleading information and reporting a reporting capability on these activities. And so really, DSA has kind of created a new governance structure for the oversight and enforcement of the rules, you know, involving the EU Commission and the Board for Digital Services.
So all of this sounds like it's really in the interest of the consumer or the user. And of course, it does sound like a lot of regulation. So taking a step back, I guess my question to you, after all, our audience is made up of retailers. What does this really mean for the retail industry?
No, it's a great question. And I mean, obviously things are still unraveling, but I mean, with the intent of what the EU is trying to accomplish, I mean, one of the things that comes to mind for me is that if I'm a younger or a smaller online retailer, this gives me the opportunity to have a larger platform, you know, and it does get rid of some of those competitive behaviors. I mean, let's face it, the DMA and the DSA, they're really ambitious and they're comprehensive, but they are trying to shape that future of the digital economy in the EU. And you know, you've seen it with the privacy laws in the EU. They've now kind of been replicated across multiple countries or many countries. And we're thinking that this could have significant impacts on retailers that operate or offer, you know, strictly online. You know, so they're going to have to comply regardless of size, but there are things in here that could really help the individuals that are maybe not the largest ones in the world. And it, I mean, they are trying to level the playing field and also address, you know, one of the things they're also trying to address is counterfeiting and piracy, because, you know, those obviously pose serious threats to quality, safety, and reputation. And then we go back to, you know, putting control into the consumer's hands with transparency and you know, giving them the choice as to whether they want to opt into anything.
Excellent. Very good. That was great information, Karen. If you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune in to our episode next week so you can get the insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.